Studio 360.
In the mid-90s, the internet was just barely starting to turn into a mass medium. There were no podcasts, and nobody had heard of internet radio. So it was a heyday for FM pirate radio. FM transmitters were pretty cheap and pretty easy to operate. For a few hundred dollars, you could blast your favorite music or conspiracy theories or religious beliefs as far as your little FM signal would carry them. But they call it pirate radio for a reason. The stations operate without licenses from the Federal Communications Commission, which was and is keen to find pirate radio stations and shut them down. So, 1995, Brooklyn. There was this UPS driver named Dave Cintron who liked hip-hop, wanted to be a DJ, and didn't like how the big New York City station, Hot 97, played only major label tunes and sanitized songs because of FCC rules against profanity. Cintron, soon to call himself DJ Cintronics, got his hands on one of those cheap transmitters. And that's where our cat and mouse story about Cintron and another pirate radio pirate, Dren Starr, begins.
It was a really big, clunky transmitter. It was like all tubes. My name is Dave Cintron, and I go under DJ Cintronics. You know, once I bought that, then I put it up in an apartment that I had over here in Windsor Terrace. We put the antenna up, and then I decided to call it, you know, since we knew we were doing something that was bad, we decided to call it WBAD Radio.
You're listening to Bad Radio. Bad Radio. 91.9 FM. WBAD.
Genuine sickness.
New York.
The first time I signed on, just felt great. It was like, wow, you know, I'm on the air. And then I called friends and I said, hey, tune in to 91.9. And they would tune in. They're like, wow, what the hell are you doing? How the hell are you on the radio? And I said, well, I'm going to take this serious. I like this. I'm going to broadcast as long as I can.
Yeah, this is Badass Radio. Yo, what's up, Cuz? What's up with those radio stations playing love songs all day long?
Hey, yo, I never knew love like that before. And I don't want to know love like that no more. I'd rather hear that ill shit that Cintronics be playing. We don't play no commercials, so son, what you saying? Bad Radio, pirate station, not creation. Sponsors and censors, we got no relation. Never break up like Jodeci and Devante. Cintronics, Mystic, Carlito, Brigante. Sinister Cause, D.O.T., Vigilante. If you want to battle, let's make a betting up to Annie. We could get ill for real and still go to heaven. Bad Radio, Sundays 5 to 11.
It felt good. You're doing something that no one else is doing, and you're doing a good job.
Going on the air was the best thing in the world because we had all the power.
What would up?
Yo, 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 yo.
Dren Starr.
We here. Go by the name of Dren Starr. I was born and raised in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I've been doing music for over 25 years. Cintronics reached out to me because he was already doing the show. He was doing a house music, club music. And when he brought me on board, it was to do the hip-hop show. He never did hip-hop before. So we collaborated on that together, and it really went viral wasn't the word at the time, but yeah, it went viral.
Back in the 90s, you couldn't get your music played anywhere. I saw an opportunity to play some of this independent music, the stuff that the radio stations like Hot 97, they wouldn't play.
You know, we provided 4 or 5 hours of just nonstop raw hip-hop that people were just fiending for at the time. Well, they didn't have to buy a mixtape, and they didn't have to go running around. They could just be wherever they were at, in the park, in the barbershop. We had a lot of barbershops. That's all the talk of the town goes on. You know, that's where we got a lot of love. We were the only ones at that time providing that type of platform for the type of music we were playing. We played all the dirty versions. We would do like a test run. I would be in the car and try to go as far as I can, and the signal was nice and crispy. And, you know, we would know what zones we were hitting hard by our callers.
Your caller, where you calling from?
I'm calling from the Flatbush right now.
Yo, Papa, man, what's the hottest station, baby?
91.9. This time I got it right.
What's up, man? Where you calling from?
From Bushwick.
Hello, you on BAD Radio?
Yo.
What's up, baby?
Yo, want to give a shout out to the funk niggas.
All right.
Hold on, I'm going to get fast, Kate.
Where you calling from?
The lower
deck. BAT Radio to the area.
It was priceless. Like, going on the air is priceless, you know. Knowing that what you're doing and speaking into a microphone, knowing that thousands and thousands of people are hearing you and supporting you and appreciate what you're doing for the hip-hop community, and it was a great feeling. Every time we did our show, it was nothing but love.
What up? Got my nigga Terra Squadi in, Captain Leader, Big Motherfucking Pun in the studio right now, nah, man. This is why niggas hate us. Know what I'm saying?
They hate us. If they hate us for doing our thing, we'll hate them back. Hate player haters.
It was really Dren who, I gotta say, was out there and pushing, you know? I saw Dren was very aggressive and very ambitious, and he really promoted, and that's what I needed.
It got big, you know, we got a lot of love, and eventually when you get too big and you're doing something illegal, you know, they come knocking on your door.
You better watch your step.
I did know it was illegal, yeah, of course. So we knew we'll do it at a certain time where we know the FCC's, you know, it's on a Sunday night. In order for them to come out, they gotta really wanna get you.
Hi, I'm Barbara Nevins-Taylor from the UPN9i team.
Barbara Nevins-Taylor called us while we was on the air one time, and I had a whole phone conversation with her. And she was like, hey, Dren, how you doing? I'm from channel. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Because, you know, I watch that channel, and I watch what the I-Team does, and I'm like, every time they get involved in something, they're like, they're shutting you down. Like, they're not going to praise anything you do. Like, damn, man. And she started laughing. You know, and I was like, I hope you're not coming from my head. And she goes, no, I'm in awe of what you're doing. I got your contact information from some of these artists. I can't get any radio play on Hot 97, so that's why I want to sit down with you. So, you know, when she came at me like that, I said, all right.
They asked me if I was willing to do an interview on the news station, and I told them, no way. There's no way. I said, they're going to kill us. I said, that's a slap in the face to the FCC. I said, the FCC, they're not bothering us right now. I don't know if they know about us, but we're doing really good. And they said, oh, you know, this is going to help us. We're going to get put on mainstream radio. And I said, I'm not taking that chance. And I told them, no. Bottom line, hell's no. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, Syntronix didn't want to do it because he was always very secretive with the station and with this and with that. And he had a job. He didn't want his employer to find out. You know, he could have lost a job for that. You know, this is all I did. So I didn't care about that. But he begged me, Dren, no, 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 we don't. And I said, you crazy. I'm doing it. Like, this is exposure. Like, we're already on the radio. Now they could put a face to the name. Like, we got to move forward. Like, if you don't want to move forward and you want to keep doing your 9 to 5 for the rest of your life, that's cool. But I'm doing this for the rest of my life. He was like, nah, man, come on. We don't got to do it. And I said, well, you don't got to do it. I'm doing it.
One day, Dren told me that he was having a bunch of artists coming to his studio. And I said, why so many people? And I had a feeling something was wrong. I said, okay. So jumped in my car, drove to Manhattan. I go up, I knock on his door as a surprise. And guess who I see there? Barbara Nevins-Taylor from UPN9. And I said, what are you doing? I told you I didn't want to do this. You're going to kill us. We're doing good. We don't need this. So they were looking at me like I was Debbie the Downer. Like I just ruined everything. Barbara Nevins-Taylor goes to me, you know, what you're doing is a great thing for the hip hop community. And I said, look, thank you, you know, but I don't need you to recognize us. We're doing just fine without you, you know. She says, oh my God, you know, why wouldn't you take credit for something you started, such a wonderful thing? And I said, I'm not interested. As a matter of fact, I didn't want you here. And then one of my guys, he says, just do it. So I said, all right, you know what, I'll do it. But I don't want that camera pointing in my face. Take my silhouette. She started asking me questions. Do you know that what you're doing is illegal? And all kinds of stuff that I just didn't want to answer. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe that she's asking me these questions. When I finished the interview, I left and I told Dren Star and Smooth B, if they air this, we're done. And he stood quiet. We did the show. I went back to my studio. A week later.
And now, tonight's UPN 9 News Rundown.
a report from our investigative team. We're about to take you inside the secret world of pirate radio.
They are outlaws of the airwaves, willing to risk jail to broadcast their kind of music. iTeam's Barbara Nevins-Taylor is here tonight with the story. Barbara?
Brenda, they are the bad boys of radio, and their passion is hip-hop. And to play what they like, they break the law every Sunday night when they blast their music into the boroughs.
I was sick to my stomach, because all this work that I put in to do the station is going to go down the tubes. And I meant what I said, because that's a slap in the face to the FCC. They're going to go after us. That's how I felt. And I was sick to my stomach, where I couldn't even go to work. Because I was just like, I can't believe they're doing this. You know, they're actually going to do it.
Syntronics, the creator of Bad Radio, doesn't want to be identified. But he allowed the I-Team to visit during a Sunday night broadcast, as long as we don't reveal the location.
Now, you're breaking the law. Is that frightening for you?
Everybody breaks the law in some ways, you know. You know, we're playing music. We're not selling drugs.
Creating a legal radio station is expensive. If a New York City radio station were available on a legal frequency, it would cost in the neighborhood of $75 million, according to industry insiders. Instead, BAD uses the frequency shared by stations on Long Island and in New Jersey. And that's why the FCC could make them stop broadcasting.
Do you have two separate transmitters, or do you have it?
I don't really want to discuss that.
The piece came on. It was a long piece, and then phone calls, crazy labels, everybody was like, now it was like legit. Now everybody wanted to be on board.
They aired it, and that was it. I shut it down. I said, I'll tell you what. You want to go back on the air? At least wait a month. And I said, if we go on the air, we'll do it from your studio in Manhattan. Okay? And they were like, okay. So we went to his apartment building, which is housing projects, public housing. So we did it at night, and we put the antenna up, and I was in heaven because the signal was ridiculous in the Lower East Side. I drove down to Jersey, and I heard it in Jersey. So that was phenomenal.
On top of the world.
Yeah, 91.9, the rap. B.A.D. Radio, call us up right now. Something here, you go mouth, from us, you go piano. You know what I'm saying? Get this shout-out session going on.
Represent, baby.
My nigga wanna freestyle and shit. You know what's the deal? Got my nigga Smooth B.O. behind the one and twos.
It wasn't even a week that we went into this Manhattan location. Not even a week. We get a phone call, and this guy calls. He sounds really official. And he says, hi, where are you guys? Where's the antenna? So he's asking questions. So we said, I think it's time to go. And we hung up on him. I said, I don't know who that was, but doesn't sound good, you know? So I believe the next week I called Dren and I told him from over here in Park Slope, I told him to, you know, how to turn the transmitters on. Next thing you know, I get a phone call. And he says the FCC just got here with the NYPD.
They came drawing a live broadcast. I'll never forget it. I heard the knock on the door, and I looked through the peephole, and there was like 20 people in my hallway. And I was like, oh, shit. It was the FCC with the housing authority, with the cops. Like, it was crazy. It was like a big raid, and they just wanted to see everything. Judah Masbach from the FCC, he asked permission to come in, and he wanted to see, and he told me why he was there. I knew why he was there. He asked me if I knew who he was. I said, yeah, I know who you are.
I was on the phone with him. I said, shut it off immediately. Let him in. They're going to ask you for a license, so you tell them you don't have it. Don't let him take any of the equipment, because he has to give you a warning first. So he came in, and he said, where's DJ Syntronics? And he says, he's not here. The NYPD was fascinated, more than anything. They were like, wow, this is cool. But the FCC was like, this is not cool, you know. So, you know, after that, that was it. I shut it down.
I went back on, but I moved. I started running around.
Finally took my transmitter back, And then he went to try to do his own thing, which didn't do so well. I mean, he didn't do it out of his apartment. He did it somewhere else. You know, he did it his way. And at first he was trying to call it bad radio. And I said, no, it doesn't work that way, Trent.
I'll tell you a funny story. After we got busted, right? I'm bad. This is I was a teenager, so you know, these are the things we did. I was on Avenue D, East 10th Street and Avenue D. One of my friends had an apartment there. It was a pretty high building, and we had the antenna on his balcony. And I go downstairs to the store, and I'm crossing the street, and I see the Ford Explorer. I see a guy put up a newspaper real fast. And I say, oh, shit, look at this motherfucker right here. So, you know, naturally, I'm nervous. I'm like, fuck, he found us again. This guy is crazy. So I go upstairs and I tell my friends, I'm like, yo, we got to shut this shit down. The FCC dude is downstairs. And he had an Explorer. I forgot the color, whether it was blue or green. But on the passenger seat, he had a big, I don't know what it was. It was like a big square, a big black square. But I went upstairs and to buy some time, I called the cops on him and said that there's a guy selling guns in front of 10th Street and Avenue D. And he has a whole crate of guns in his front passenger seat of his vehicle. And I put that 911 call and about 20 cop cars came. They guns drawn out. They pulled out their guns on him. That gave us time, you know, shut everything down and take it and just run. Yeah, after I did that, I never went back on again. I stopped. I said, I'm not getting jammed up with this. That era was over for me.
That was Dren Star, along with Dave Cintron, a.k.a. DJ Cintronics, who were on pirate radio station WBAD in New York City between 1995 and 1998. And after that three-year stint at WBAD, Dave Cintron went mainstream, DJing for Sirius Satellite Radio. But he still works for UPS, where he's a union rep and creator of Local 804 Radio. Dren Star opened a recording studio named, appropriately, Pirate Recordings, and worked as a tour manager for several artists, including Ghostface Killah. That story was produced by David Gorin. A version of it appeared earlier on Lost Notes, which is an excellent podcast from KCRW in Los Angeles, as you can hear for yourself at kcrw.com.